Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
There's a new kind of dinner party that's trending. It's called the 90-minute no-career party. So, Raven's on vacation. Producer John, producer Sean here.
Am I just fired for like 90 minutes? I lose my job? I don't have a career anymore when I'm at this party?
No. Well, kind of. Yeah. Okay. In a way. So they say that a lot of people use their career as a crutch, and they treat their career as what defines them. And there's been so much research that says that that's not true. Like, you're not defined by what you do for a living. You're defined by who you are as a person, which, I mean, you know, right?
Yeah.
Like, the first thing you meet somebody for the first time, like, what do you say? Oh, so what do you do? Right?
Right. And I mean, you know what? On one hand, I do understand that, like, what you choose to do for a living, the way you choose to spend your life, the majority of your waking hours, it does say a lot about a person. It does inform you. That's good data to have.
But these parties are geared to take you away from that. And what they want to do is they want you to talk about who you are as a person to make more meaningful connections with people at this party that, for the most part, you've never met before in your life.
Right.
Now, I think I walk into a room of people I don't know and I'm immediately nervous. Like, I'm not like the kind of person that can just strike up a conversation with a stranger. My husband's that guy. It's not me. So we're trying to think of, you can't ask somebody what they do for a living. What is a good icebreaker question that can get you going with a conversation with somebody, but it's also not going to be offensive? Because, like, right off the bat, don't ask them their political affiliation. That's
right.
Not where you want to go.
No, bad.
And the easy way out is to ask, like, oh, do you have kids? Because then it's so easy to talk about your kids, right? So take those two out of the hat. Now, what's going to be your icebreaker conversation? Sean, you go first.
Ooh, you know, this is going to sound really silly, but I like using this one a lot. But you walk up to the person you want to start a conversation with, and you put two fingers to your ear or to your mouth to your sleeve and, like, talk. Like, are you sure that's the person? Are you sure? So the person you're going to approach could hear it.
So you're pretending you're in the CIA.
And then you walk up to them and just ask them any question. And they're going to be more curious as to who you were talking to and why it has something to do with them. And then all of a sudden, conversation's right there. Like, hey, like, sure.
So pretending to be in the FBI, CIA, and talking to your hand as if there was a microphone there.
They don't know that.
Okay.
Well, they don't know that. It's the mystery.
I was going to say talk about music, but I mean, I think we should talk about why you talk to people like that, Sean. I think we should talk about that instead.
Wait a minute. John, yours is to ask about music?
All right. Is that a cop-out? Because
I hate when people ask me about what kind of music I listen to.
Well, that's because you have a cold black heart and no soul. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. All right. Like, for me, I will admit it's kind of a cop out because I will still play music for money out at bars and stuff like that. I've played guitar for 20 years. So I guess that's kind of work talk, but it's not talking about playing music. It's just like you're at a party, for example. There's music playing at this party, I would assume, unless it's like the lamest party in the entire world. Maybe strike up a conversation about that. That would seem to make sense.
When there's music playing, and then when somebody asks you what kind of music you listen to, it's immediately somebody that's going to mention seven bands you've never heard of in your life and be like, oh, well, you know what? Maybe you should check them out. Check them out. You want to put it in your phone? I can't. I can't. Because then when they're like, what do you listen to? I'm like, Taylor Swift. They give you like this disapproving look. Right?
I can't help but feel this is a personal judgment. But I also judge you for your love of Taylor Swift. So I can't, you're right. You're right.
I mean, it's slightly better than pretending to be in the CIA. Yeah. I feel like for me, the icebreaker is always things like, where do you get the best pizza? Because then people love to talk about food. And then you get good tips on where to eat, too.
I was going to say, I get another good one is just compliment them. Like, if they're wearing something like a nice, whether it's a hoodie or you know, their shirt, their pants or shoes, you're going to say, hey, like, that's really nice. Where'd you get that?
That's Sean's definition of wearing something nice. They're wearing like a good hoodie.
Yeah. I like your hoodie. Where'd you get that hoodie?
Sweet hood.
Yeah. It's the number one question they say that you should not ask people when you meet them for the first time. What do you do for a living? So much so that they've created these 90-minute dinner parties where you're not allowed for the first 90 minutes to talk about what you do so you can genuinely make connections with people in the room. Now, if you missed it, we were talking about this earlier, but from a professional former comic, Lisa Lampanelli, the queen of mean and failed life coach, of course. What do you think about this? When people ask you, what do you do for a living? How do you react?
Well, this was really charged for me because think about it. I was pretty famous for a while. I had a good 30-year career and 10 years where I got recognized a lot. So if they said, what do you do? And then I said, I'm a comedian. And then you tell them your name. And then they're like, well, I've never heard of you. You get your feelings hurt. So I would get my feelings hurt on countless planes, all flying all over, trying to be funny. And I'm like, oh, my. And then they have to tell you about every comic they hate or love. Mm-hmm. And you can't have an opinion because you don't want to crap on anybody in your field. I hated it. So I do like the idea of connecting beyond the superficial because right. It's not really that important what anyone does for a living. If somebody tells me they bag groceries or they work in a Walmart, I'm like, I find that way more interesting. Like, who are the idiots you deal with every day, dude? Right. Do you really have to be friendly to everybody? So, yeah, I think it's a terrible way to start a conversation. I hate it. But I will admit, I do it all the time because it's our default.
Right. And that was the whole reason why they started these dinner parties, was that people felt that they used their careers as a crutch that defines them.
Yes.
And you shouldn't be defined by what you do for a living.
Right.
And I always hate that, too, because when people ask me, I'm like, well, I have this radio show. And then what's the next question? Well, what's the radio show? And then you have to defend radio. And like,
yeah. Oh, I never heard of it. Well, nobody listens to the radio anymore.
Nobody listens to it. I'm like, well, you know what? I've based my life on it and I've given every ounce that I had to it. So.
Right. And also it's the thing where they want your entire resume. Well, what have you done? And yeah. I mean, dude, I have a pretty long resume. But I just go, well, I used to do this thing and it was into entertainment.
I like the idea, though, because you host a lot of dinner parties at your house.
Yes.
You're an incredible host. And a lot of times you bring people from different parts of your life mm-hmm. all together that don't know each other.
Right.
And the one thing that you always do that I think is so fun is you always have game nights.
Yes.
Because everybody's on the same field. You're all playing games together and it mm-hmm. doesn't matter what you do, what your career is. What
yes.
would be some topic starters that you would suggest if you're hosting a party where you're not allowed to talk about your career?
I like entering the room as the host and saying, no one gets to talk about anything they do here. It's boring. That's the least important part of your life. That's the least interesting thing about you other than your looks. Because I think, first of all, your looks is the least important thing about you. The job is second. So it's like, go deep. I have games that literally are like, hey, what do you think I'd like better? Hike in the woods or a lazy day at the beach. And then like you start talking about that stuff and you get to know the person's likes and dislikes instead of going, oh, I don't value them because they can't do something for my career.
Right.
So I like a dinner party where it doesn't stay surfacey. It goes deep. And then if people don't like that, they don't have to come back.
They don't have to.
I want to learn
dessert.
About people, man.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to learn what makes them tick.
Yeah.
All right, you want to follow Lisa on Instagram, at Lisa Lampanelli.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. There's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's. For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.